Okay, welcome back. How's everybody doing? Are we ready for more values? Let's do it. All right. I just rewrote them. These are Deanna's. They just look nicer because I was they were running off the page before. They were tired. Yeah, they were tired of values. Well, I was kind of draining off the. She'll be back. And a little bit, jeez. So while we're waiting, let's turn to page 318 in your manual. And you can look along on page 318. 318 has the values elicitation, the way you're going to elicit all the values. Remember, there were three steps to the values elicitation. First thing we did was we said, what's important to you about blank, or what's important to you in the context of your career, or in the context of your relationships, or family, or health and fitness, depending upon the area that you're eliciting them in. Hey. So, we're on page 318, by the way. Yeah. So you're going to find out what's important to them in that context. That's the first step. How many times did we let Deanna blank? Like, Deanna came at one point where she's like, well, there's no more. Two times you're going to push beyond two blank spots, right? Once we push beyond two blank spots, then there was a second way that we elicited values. Does anybody remember how that was? The second way we elicited values? Motivation. We're going to elicit them from the motivation strategy. And some of us found interesting things. Actually, Wendy was sitting in the back because she hadn't elicited her motivation strategy before. And Doug, when you found yours, Wendy was like, hey, that's real similar to mine. And she was real excited because she had... the second way, and we'll be doing it when we work on strategies, we'll find out more about that. We'll all elicit everybody's motivation strategy. So we'll do that when we get to the strategy section. But we've begun already by looking at the motivation strategy. So I asked you to remember a time when you were totally motivated in the context of your career, if that was the context we were eliciting in. And we noticed with Deanna, we went back to the motivation strategy and we found two extra words that we weren't expecting. One was being needed and one was anxiety. Right? Those came off of her motivation strategy. And we said something. We said, well, are we going to put an away from word up there? A word like anxiety that we'd say, well, normally that wouldn't be included in the values. And I said, yes, we do put that inside the list. So whatever the word is you get, that emotion, you'd probably want to put that in the list. And the reason why I included anxiety, like if I stopped it, after I do it off the motivation strategy, I'll stop and I'll say, is that word, like being needed, is being needed to you important in the context of your career? And she said, yes, so I added it to the list. Then I asked her about anxiety. I said, it was anxiety after I elicited it from the motivation strategy. And I just used my, I said, can you remember a time when you were totally motivated in the context of your career? A specific time. As you go back to that time now, step into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel the feelings of being motivated, and then rewind that movie just a little bit and tell me what was the feeling that was present just prior to the motivation. And she said it was anxiety. And I asked her, I said, is anxiety important to you in the context of your career? And she said, no. I said, is that present a lot in the context of your career? She said, yeah, she does it a lot. So I went ahead and added it to the list. If she said, nah, that's not really important to me, or that's not really present, then I might not have added it to the list, or I might have checked a couple of other motivation strategies. If I heard it coming up a couple of different times in motivation strategies, then I might say, huh, that's worth writing down in the list. After we did a couple of motivation strategies, we then elicited one more way. We had one more way of eliciting values. Anybody remember what that was? Threshold. We elicited them from the threshold. We elicited the threshold values. And how did we do that? What did we ask? Right. So all of these things being present, what would have to happen that would cause you to leave the career you're in? Like if you had all these things, what would have to happen that would cause you to leave? And Deanna said better opportunities. And then what's the next question we ask once we get the answer to that? Then we ask for threshold values. What do we ask next? So that you wouldn't leave. Exactly. If all these were present and you had better opportunities someplace else, what would have to happen so that you wouldn't leave? And she said, nothing. If there were better opportunities, I'm out the door. Then I asked her the threshold value once again. So we found out that nothing would at that point. So I said, okay, well, all these being present and you didn't have better opportunities, what else would have to happen that would cause you to leave? All right? If all these were present, or let's say you had better opportunities within the same career, and you're doing the same thing, what else would have to happen that would cause you to leave that career? And she said, she started repeating words. If they repeat words at that point that are already in their list, or if they say, well, nothing else, then you can just stop the elicitation at that point. Okay? Now we've got a full list of words. By the way, on the threshold values, like if you were doing threshold values, because it's real evident how you would do threshold values in career. If we were eliciting values from relationships, you would say, all these values being present, what would have to happen that would cause you to leave the relationship, right? Yeah, and it's you've actually got it scripted out on page 318. Yeah, well, if you had all these things in the context, like you were doing your relationship values, if you had all these things in a relationship, what would have to happen that would cause you to leave the relationship? Nothing. If I had all those, nothing. Or they may say, well, if I had all those and the person cheated, that would be a threshold for me. Or if the person looked at me funny, that would be a threshold. Everybody's threshold is different, right? So that would be in the context of relationships. Let's say the context of health and fitness. How would you do the threshold in the context of health and fitness? Who knows? What's the question you would ask? All these values, how would you start that? Like if we were going to find the threshold values and we were eliciting somebody's health and fitness values, how would we find the threshold? What's the question we would ask? Yep. Yeah, if all these being present, is there anything that would have to happen that would cause you to stop exercising or stop being fit? And they say, no, if I had all those, no, nothing would cause me. Or if I had all those and something would, if my family needed me, so then family in that case would be a threshold value in the context of health and fitness for that person who said that is a threshold value. Yeah. And then you say, is all these being present and the family needed you, what would have to happen to cause you to get exercising again? Well, if the family didn't need me anymore, or if my family, if I was being such a bad example for my family that they started getting out of shape or not fit or unhealthy. Yeah. So that the threshold values are going to get a lot. Now, let me ask you this. What about if we were eliciting somebody's life values? How would we get the threshold values? What question would we ask? No, you wouldn't say that. Remember internal representation. What would have to happen? So I can't even repeat that in a class because I got to watch people's IRs. Yeah. So if all these presents, if you had all these values present in life, is there anything that would make you, what would have to happen that would cause you I don't even know if I would go with the threshold values for life just because you're getting pretty. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to paint the ugly picture. You don't want to paint the ugly picture. What about personal growth? How would you get threshold values for the personal growth? Developing yourself. Yeah, what would have to happen? By the way, life values, threshold values for life, you might get those depending upon the circumstances. Depending on, like, if you were working with somebody in conjunction with a psychologist that was suicidal, you might want to find out what their threshold values were. So, but I wouldn't do it on a normal basis if you're just counseling with people on a normal basis or you're just meeting with somebody you're looking to help. You're just trying to find out, hey, what's it going to take? What would cause this person to stop this? And it's going to give us a tremendous amount of information about them. Yeah? Right. Well, you just add that to their values list. Okay, so now what we've got is we've got a list of values that we elicited by just asking what's important to you. We blanked them out twice. They came to that blank spot twice. Then we got a few off the motivation strategy. Then we got the threshold values.